Bubble, Episode 8, Die Hard. Written by Jordan Morris. We're starting with a flashback again. This one is a flash way back. We're in the brush. An outdoor religious service is taking place.
What a year we've had.
Pastor Doug addresses his congregation. He has flowering vines growing out of his skin. Some of the onlookers have plants and flowers coming out of their skin, too.
They said that humans couldn't survive here. But look at us. Not only are we surviving, but we're thriving. And it's all because of this. The core.
He taps something resting in the middle of his chest. It's the two stones, but joined together as one.
Let's give thanks for everything that's happened in the last year. Let's hear some testimonials.
A woman with palm fronds growing out of her hair stands up.
Pastor Doug, because of you, I finally learned to commune with the core, and the planet is speaking to me more clearly than ever.
A man with baby corn growing out of his face stands up.
I'm growing baby corn out of my face!
And it's gosh darn delicious, Nick. Seriously, if you ever get a chance, taste Nick's face corn. Do it! Just ask his wife first.
Sitting in the middle of the crowd, next to her mother and father, is a teenaged Bonnie. She's restless, like all teenagers are in church, even if this one does have crazy plant hybrid people.
Mom, do we have to stay for the whole thing? I want to leave.
Ugh, fine.
Does anyone else have a testimonial?
Yeah, I finished my novel! I know that doesn't have a lot to do with communing with the core of this planet and becoming one with the native plant life, but I've always told myself I was going to finish it, and I finished it.
Hey, don't downplay that. It's one of the best erotic political thrillers I've ever read. So give yourself a major pat on the back. And now, if everyone will close their eyes, I want to lead the group in a special prayer. Blessed core, we ask of you, even though you have no mouth, speak clearly to us. Even though you have no ears, listen to our prayers. Even though you have no arms, hold us close.
He raises his hands and vines shoot out of the ground and start enveloping the congregation. Some of them scream, some of them just close their eyes and let it happen. Teenage Bonnie gets up and runs while vines lash at her feet.
Fuck! How many times do I have to tell you? Yes, this is a holiday party, but I'd like the ice luge to be non-denominational. I'm by no means a religious person, but I just think it's in poor taste to do vodka shots out of baby Jesus' manger.
Back in the now, we're in Bonnie's office at Tandem. Morgan sheepishly enters and looks for somewhere to sit. Her yoga balls are gone. Now there are just poles sticking out of the floor where chairs should be.
Yeah, a candy cane should be fine. I don't see anything blasphemous about that.
Merry whatever to you, too. Morgan, how's my favorite?
I never got why you always call me that. Haven't I always been kind of a pain in your ass?
Oh, you got me. Yes, in the past, it's been a scooch sarcastic, but after you and your super friends brought us both stones, ooh, you're absolutely my favorite, not my favorite.
You finally got rid of those yoga balls everyone used to sit on, huh?
Yeah, it turns out that bouncing was dangerous when combined with drinking. And, you know, we brew beer here and have daily happy hour and wine Wednesday and St. Patrick's Day third Thursday of every month. Well, some kid in social media couldn't handle his shit and bounced right out of a plate glass window.
Oh, God, did he die?
Oh, no. He went right to the cybernetics division and now he's more machine than man, which I'm sure is fun for him.
So you replace the balls with poles?
Oh, yeah. Our posture specialist says they're great for your glutes.
So do you lean on them? Or?
Oh, no. No, they're not built for that. You just stand near them.
You just stand near them? Why even have them?
Morgan, please don't take your non-sarcastic favorite status for granted.
If you want to talk about issues surrounding your glutes, I can set up a meeting with our posture specialist. But you had some actual tandem business to discuss.
Yeah, as much as I like working for Hunter, maybe there's something more job-like I can do around here. Something without monsters or just monster-adjacent.
Oh, of course. It's always secretly disappointed me you brush babies weren't taking more initiative.
Secretly disappointed? You tell me, like, all the time.
Is there anything in particular you had in mind?
Well, you have the company holiday party coming up. I'd love to help with that.
Oh, no. Don't take this the wrong way, but I wouldn't say planning or having fun is your wheelhouse.
Maybe I can get Annie to help me. She's fun.
Honey, if that roomie of yours plans the party, everyone will just get high and eat Cheez-Its while they sit on a tarp or something. Isn't now a good time to maybe trade up in the friend department?
What does that mean?
Just look at everyone working down there. They have 401ks and fuel-efficient cars. Look how the men have their shirt sleeves rolled up. They're business, but not all business.
But I think our trip out to the brush changed us. Just let me ask Annie to help out. I'm sure she's up for it.
God, I've never been up for anything less than that.
We're not actually going to be working at the Christmas party. We're going to try and get the stones back. There will be commotion and drinking and limited security.
I just can't with this anymore. I'm not a mission person. I'm an idea person.
What does that mean? What's an idea you've had?
The pump for the shower that instead of shampoo dispenses shower beers.
And whatever happened with that?
Well, that's not my department. I had the idea and I put it out in the universe. Not my fault if the universe is a lazy asshole.
Come on, I need you on this.
I told you, I am done. I'm tired of almost dying. It's been happening a shit ton lately and I'm not into it.
This Christmas party is gonna have an open bar.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Man, those tech guys only drink the good stuff too. I've been dying to try that vodka made by the guy who plays the brother on Transparent. No, wait. I am insulted. Why did you think free booze was enough to convince me?
I mean, it was really close to working.
Was not.
Hey, I need you. You're seriously the most amazing person I know at breaking the law.
Okay, this is a good tactic. Continue with this.
I need your criminal mind. We both know Tandem shouldn't have those stones. Let's do this together.
Okay, together is good. You know, I have been working on something that might help us if this gets fighty. You know that bug that got Mitch?
The sinker, right. Burrows into your skin and gives you unimaginable powers before it kills you.
Yeah, good recap. Yeah, that's the one. I saved its little corpse and made what's in this vial. A small amount will give you a small power boost, but it won't kill you.
And what will a large amount do?
A large power boost. And will kill you.
Neat.
Yeah, I guess it's for the best that we made up. I did not want the hassle of finding a new roommate.
You were thinking of finding a new roommate?
Yeah, there's actually someone looking at the place now. There she is.
The bathroom is really nice, but you seem to have quite a few oozing monster skulls in there.
Don't touch those. Those are for work.
Morgan sits on a stained gamer chair in Mitch's apartment. It's a mess of mismatched furniture and Star Wars action figures, weirdly all from the prequels. Mitch is struggling to put together an IKEA bookcase.
Come on, Mitch. We both know Tandem shouldn't have those stones. Let's do this together.
No freaking way. That won't work on me, and it's definitely not going to work on Annie.
It did work on Annie. Basically, the exact speech.
Huh. That's a surprise.
Yeah, I tried there's going to be an open bar first, but then pivoted to sincerity.
Okay, well, I'm not signing up. We both think so incredibly bad, and we're lucky we're not dead. Plus, I've got a new job, as you can see.
Building IKEA bookcases?
Mostly, yeah. It's TaskRabbit, this app where you do chores for people.
Okay, I could see how that would be fun. Might lead to some lonely housewives who need some chores done in the bedroom.
Maybe. Mostly it's just building IKEA bookcases. I've already done the same flurn 6 times.
I can tell. It's a good flurn.
I'm sick of flurns, and I'm sick of things here. Maybe I should go back out into the brush where I can psychically communicate with nature, or back to Mission Beach where I can eat TGI Fridays every day and be happy.
Well, that's why you should come with me. Tandem has us all caged up. If we take them down, we can all live the life we want to.
Will that work?
Maybe. But Annie is definitely in, and she was just saying how impressed she was that you experimented with those brush drugs and talked to that jellyfish.
Oh, crap. This is working. I might actually do it.
Yes! I rule out assembling teams.
I guess. But there's still one missing piece.
I was just gonna visit Van next.
I was talking about the Flurn. I need a screw that I can't find, but yeah, get Van.
Oh, hey, Morgan.
Hi, Van. I know you probably hate me for getting us almost killed and making us do that failed mission where Tandem got the stones, but I'm planning another mission to infiltrate their company Christmas party and steal back the stones, and I know it's going to take a lot to convince you.
Oh, no, that sounds cool. Let's do it.
Oh, you're into it just like that?
Sure, it sounds rad.
Huh, you're not mad about the last mission?
Nope, it was cool.
Well, great then. Man, I should have asked you first.
More Bubble after this break.
Hi, this is Biz, and this is the final season of One Bad Mother, a comedy podcast about parenting. This is going to be a year of celebrating all that makes this podcast and this community magical.
I'm so glad that I found your podcast.
I just cannot thank you enough for just being the voice of reason as I'm trying to figure all of this out.
Thank you, and cheers to your incredible show and the vision you had to provide this space for all of us.
This is still a show about life after giving life. And yes, there will be swears. You can find us on MaximumFun.org. And as always, you are doing a great job.
The holiday party is underway. A hologram of Lisa Loeb is performing. Morgan is talking to a very nerdy tech guy.
I mean, my job is in tech, but my passion is film. Well, movies. I'm not pretentious. I think it's worth taking a serious look at popcorn movies like Jaws or Die Hard.
Uh-huh. Well,
hey, speaking of Die Hard, it's weird we're at a Christmas party because Die Hard is actually a Christmas movie.
Yeah, I know that.
I mean, I know it looks like a typical shoot 'em up, but it happens on Christmas and has themes like family and homecoming.
Hey, guys. What you talking about?
Oh, this guy was telling me about how Die Hard is really a Christmas movie.
Oh, cool.
The guy continues to talk. Mitch slowly crouches down behind him.
Lethal Weapon is also set around Christmas, which is a recurring theme for screenwriter Shane Black. Hey, ouch!
Morgan has pushed him over Mitch.
Sorry, it was an accident.
Total accident.
It's not cool, all right? Unbelievable.
Thanks for the save. I know we're trying to look natural and mingle, but it's really tough.
Yeah, these people are really hard to talk to.
We've only been here 5 minutes, and already I've listened to a monologue on how to fold a pocket square and two on the ethics of polyamory.
Cool that they got that Lisa Loeb hologram, though.
You know, I think that's technically Lisa Loeb now. She was one of the first celebrities to upload their consciousness, so I think she's a sentient digital being.
Oh, nice. She still sounds great.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. It's almost stone-stealing time. Where's Annie?
Oh, looks like she's under the ice luge, having straight vodka poured right into her mouth.
Oh, crap. I'll get her.
Woo! Hell yeah! The guy who plays the brother in Transparent makes a mean vodka!
Hey, Annie, it's almost time.
Yeah, time for you to do a shot! Do a shot!
No, it's mission time. Morgan scheduled a beer delivery for 10 minutes from now. Most of the security will be there supervising, so we can slip in the back.
Yeah, duh, I know that. I was at the same briefing thing you were.
Hey, don't get wasted.
You are.
I'm not. Come on, we need you.
I'm doing what Morgan said. I'm mingling. I'm acting natural. You're the ones drawing attention to yourselves because you're at an open bar party and no one is dumping celebrity vodka in your mouths, which is what it's for.
We're all really trying here. Try with us. You're the whole reason I agreed to come.
Oh, Mitch, get over it. We had a bad first date and I made up my mind that we weren't ever gonna be a thing.
Well, then why did you agree to the second one?
Because I needed something to do while our internet was getting fixed. It's weird being in the house while a repair guy is there. Do you make chit-chat with him? Do you offer him a drink? It's just too fucking stressful.
But we made out tongue style.
Sorry, but making out just isn't a big deal to me. I do it a lot. Tongue style. It's like pizza, something delicious that you can eat 5 or 6 times a week.
You eat pizza 5 or 6 times a week?
Yes, Mitch. I am a modern woman, and I make out with people when I want, and I eat pizza 5 or 6 times a week.
Hey, what the hell, guys? Our window is closing.
Mitch is being a baby because he's still not over getting ghosted.
No, I'm not. I'm being a baby because you're drunk. And like,
Maybe you could have just called and said you weren't into it.
Annie, don't get drunk when you have something important to do and just call and say you're not into it.
Why do I have to account for how fucking fragile everyone is? Mitch, if someone doesn't text you back in a few days, they're not into it. Morgan, I infiltrate strongholds better when I've had a few drinks.
I know you guys are new to missions, but when they include feelings and arguments and shit, they really go wrong.
Oh, right, like I've never had to drop everything just to hear about Van.
Van? Shit, where is he?
Isn't that him over there by the hologram Lisa Loeb?
I'm going to take a little break and do some buffering, but I wanted to invite on my good friend, social media star Van Joyce, to play a few songs.
Thanks, Lisa Loeb's hologram. Now, I know Santa is from the North Pole, but I think he vacations in Margaritaville!
Fuck team-ups. I'm doing this on my own.
Morgan storms off. She looks at her phone. The countdown says 2 minutes. She slumps against a wall and puts her head in her hands. The Lisa Loeb hologram materializes next to her.
Hey, sorry to intrude, but I spied a little scuffle from the stage. Everything okay?
What? How did you...
I know, I'm pure digital energy that exists in the cloud, but I'm still very present.
I just... I'm in the middle of something really big right now, and I thought my friends were going to be able to put their shit aside for one night, but no luck.
I don't know if this applies, but I learned a long time ago that you can't expect people to give more than they have. If you know who someone is, don't expect something else from them.
Yeah, I guess so.
The reason I've had so much success as a solo artist is that I know the limits of collaboration. I like working with people and all, but... sometimes you just have to be the master of your own destiny.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Thanks, Lisa Loeb's hologram.
Please, just call me Lisa Loeb.
Morgan is now mastering her own destiny. With the guards distracted by the beer delivery, she's managed to steal a keycard and is making her way deeper and deeper into the tandem building, buzzing through a series of increasingly imposing doors as she does so. Finally, she reaches a giant, almost empty chamber with four numbered doors, and the stone, now joined as one and glowing intensely, floating in a liquid-filled jar.
This is gonna take a delicate touch.
She takes out two daggers from her fanny pack and raises them to smash the jar, when from behind her, she hears...
There's my favorite. I see you couldn't keep your shithead crew together. Figures. You've always been a selfish loner, no matter how much help people try and give you.
Fuck them. And fuck you too, Bonnie.
Ah, what a disappointment you turned out to be. You can take the girl out of the savage alien wasteland.
Tell me what this is. Tell me what they are or I smash.
Okay, don't smash. It's very important that you not smash. It's very dangerous. It changes people. It speeds up the mutation process.
Why do you want to change people?
What do you think this whole place is for? Fairhaven and Mission Beach and Founders Circle and all the other bubbles aren't just planned communities. They're control groups. They're petri dishes that rich assholes pay to live in.
What do you mean? Mitch and everyone else that's been changed is part of the plan?
In a way. We're trying to create predictable boutique custom mutations. Imagine if you're into rock climbing and you could get big, crazy claw feet. Or you wanted to be like a magnet person. Well, maybe that's not the best example. I'm not in marketing.
That's why the imp attacks have been so bad lately.
We created a few strategic breaches. We wanted to see what would happen if some of this planet's natural chemicals were added to the mix. But now that we have the stone...
Wait, you said it was dangerous, but how do you know?
Because it is the thing that killed my parents. It's nothing when it's in two, but when it's one, it's very powerful.
It killed your parents? Why don't you want to destroy it?
Because that's too good for it. I don't want it dead. I want it in chains. I want to cage it and suck its power. That's what it deserves.
Enough, crazy. I'm smashing.
Oh, it's a shame we're not going to see eye to eye on this. I was sure you were going to clean up your act someday. Oh, that's on me, I guess. Oh, I brought my special briefcase.
Yeah, I noticed.
Bonnie clicks open her case and the robot exoskeleton fuses to her body. She gets in a fighting stance, but before she can throw down, she hears...
Time to check out, baby!
Hey, there's that catchphrase I've never been nuts about.
Van! Annie! Mitch! You came! You followed through!
Yeah, we were kind of up in the air about it, but the Lisa Loeb hologram convinced us that teamwork was the answer.
Huh. She convinced me that I needed to take care of things for myself.
She is versatile, that's for sure.
Mitch put the sting on all your guards, so you're SOL. Time to give up, I guess.
Hey, what are the four numbered doors in here for?
Oh, glad you asked. Maybe you remember Book Club. Three fun moms who operate as a collective, driven by a ceaseless hunger for more members.
We are Book Club. Soon you will all be Book Club. We hope you're game for bottomless mimosas.
And then there's these beer snobs. Rage-driven, tentacle beasts driven mad by the sheer intensity of their opinions.
We will destroy you. Just like DC Comics destroyed its chances of having a successful film universe by giving Zack Snyder creative control.
And then there's this standard guy. He's a guy who's like big and good at fighting.
I'm here too.
Hey, what's behind that other door?
Yeah, was there supposed to be a fourth guy?
What? Oh no, it's just an extra door.
Uh-huh, sure, whatever.
It is. This is a multi-purpose chamber. It wasn't designed specifically for this showdown, you know.
There's gonna be a showdown?
That's what I assumed.
Cool, I can roll with that.
Well, seems like we're all on the same page now.
More Bubble after this break.
All right, class. Tomorrow's exam will cover the science of cosmic rays, the morals of art forgery, and whether or not fish can drown. Any questions? Yes, you in the back.
What is this?
It's the podcast Let's Learn Everything,
where we learn about science and a bit of everything else. My name's Tom. I study cognitive and computer science, but I'll also be your teacher for intermediate emojis.
My name's Caroline, and I did my master's in biodiversity conservation, and I'll be teaching you intro to things the British Museum stole.
My name's Ella. I did a PhD in stem cell biology, so obviously I'll be teaching you the history of fan fiction.
Class meets every other Thursday on Maximum Fun.
So do I still get credit for this?
No.
Obviously not.
No.
It's a podcast.
In a cavernous room deep inside Tandem HQ, Mitch, Annie, Morgan, and Van are facing off against Bonnie in her robot suit, the book club, the beer snobs, and Standard Guy.
Hey, before shit goes down, can we, like, have a minute?
Take all the time you need.
First of all, thanks for coming back, you guys. I know I don't open up a lot, but it means the world that you have my back. I love you.
Oh, I'm really glad we're doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, it feels good.
I love you guys too.
The best.
That's
guys.
Too much. So, we didn't plan for her having a super-powered fight team.
I'm glad we're getting this time to plan ahead. I wonder what the other team is talking about over there.
So basically, what people call pop punk now is what we would have called emo back in the 90s, but I can't imagine any of these fans have listened to the seminal band Rites of Spring.
Let's get a plan going. Van, you were once part of the book club, so you know them best. Can you handle them?
Totally. Also, Christine and I made love on a few occasions, so there's a carnal connection there as well.
Van, gross.
Don't slut-shame him. Christine is a gorgeous older woman who looks amazing considering she's had two kids.
You're right. Yes. I'm sorry.
I'm pretty sure she does Pilates. Yeah.
Two kids.
Mitch, you take care of the beard boys. I'll get Bonnie.
Wow, that's dramatic because of your shared history.
Honestly, just kind of wanted to fight someone in a robot suit. I guess I could try and get Standard Guy, too.
No. Let me. Seems like a good chance to try this untested super liquid.
I like your initiative, but have you figured out the amount that will give you powers versus the amount that will give you powers and then kill you?
Nope.
Annie hulks out with giant muscles and strange spiky fur.
Okay, we're ready.
Everyone rushes at their intended target. Van fights the book club.
Have you guys always been so good at fighting?
We've retained some of your skills from when you were a part of Book Club.
Oh, cool. Actually, now that you mention it, I came out with a lot of positive feelings about Magic Mike XXL, which I have never seen.
Join us again, Van. Know the true bliss of surrender. Become part of something greater.
A tempting offer. It was a real load off giving my will to the collective, and you guys are all doing a great job at keeping it tight.
Thanks. That's Pilates.
I thought that's what it was! Anyway, it was cool being part of Book Club for a while, but I'm kind of set with another group right now, and they are super cool!
Meanwhile, Annie squares off against Standard Guy.
Here's a bright side to look on. You're gonna be a lot less in love with me once I kick your ass.
I'm totally over you.
What? No way.
Yeah, totally. I don't think I'm even in the right headspace for dating. I just need to concentrate on me for a while. And my new life as a mutant enforcer for a shadowy corporatocracy.
Whatever, you're still totally in love with me.
On the other side of the room, Mitch faces down the beer snobs, whose tentacle beards have grown considerably.
You know, it's funny we're having this battle in an office at Christmas, because Die Hard is actually my...
Stop! Shut up! We've already been through this tonight.
Come on, Mitch. Why do you fight us? We know you have some opinions about the rebooted Star Trek movies. Just say it. They totally betray the ethos of the original series.
Fellas, I might agree with you on some points, but there's one reason I'll never be one of you. I just don't like IPAs.
Well, maybe not at first, but you have to train your palate. You have to learn to appreciate the notes. The notes!
Sorry, I'll always be a Coors Light man.
In the center of the room, Morgan versus Bonnie. That's happening.
See? My shithead crew came back for me. I'll give you that. It's a shame things turned out like this. Oh, you could have had a future as a manager.
Oh, please. I can't hear a join me speech right now.
Oh, don't worry. We're way past that. Bridge burnt.
Bonnie swings at Morgan, who leaps back, but Bonnie's robot fist snags her fanny pack. She rips it off and flings it across the room.
God, I always hated this thing.
It's practical. It leaves my hands free to beat the shit out of you.
Oh, whatever. You're totally going to lose.
Bonnie is right. The beer snobs are all whipping Mitch, who can't get his aim straight. Standard Guy is wailing on Annie. Book Club has dogpiled on Van.
Shit! Fall back, everyone! I can't! I'm gonna get some more juice!
Annie takes out her vial again, but Standard Guy knocks it out of her hands. It rolls over to Mitch, who snags it.
I've got it! I'm going to take it!
Mitch! No! That's too much!
Mitch's energy tentacles blast out of the ground and knock back all their attackers.
Mitch! Dude, you did it!
Mitch? Shit. He's hurt. I don't think his body can take all that power. Mitch, are you okay?
You know what? I don't think so. Annie, you made this stuff. Am I gonna die?
Well, yeah, I think so. I'm so sorry, Mitch. You saved us.
Yeah, way to go out like a total boss.
I'm really glad I could help. This has been the best thing I've ever been a part of. I got to see tons of alien stuff and become super powered. And I never told you this, but when we were in the brush village, I snuck off into the sex pit, and I think I handled myself really well.
Attaboy, Mitch.
Annie, I'm sorry if I made you feel weird about rejecting me. Honestly, I just really like you, and it hurt when you didn't feel the same. But I should have just been glad that you wanted to hang out with me at all.
It's okay, Mitch. Honestly, you're the least weird guy in here that I went on 2 or 2.5 Tinder dates with. The other one is a hulking mutant that tried to kill us.
That's really nice of you to say. Morgan, I know it's hard for you to let people into your circle. Thanks for finding me and making me a part of this, even though I sucked at first.
No problem, buddy.
Van, I think it's really cool that you like the same shitty bands as me.
No, dude. I like the same awesome bands as you.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Mitch closes his eyes. On the other side of the chamber, Bonnie has extricated herself from the wreckage of her robo-suit. She spots one of Morgan's throwing knives on the floor and picks it up.
Look out!
Morgan rolls out of the way. The knife smashes into the chamber that holds the stone.
No! It can't be out of its suspended animation!
Well, maybe you shouldn't be throwing knives around it like an asshole while our friend is dying.
The stone falls to the ground. Instantaneously, a vine bursts through the floor, snatches up the stone, and pulls it downward, leaving a massive hole in its wake. Then, a huge stalk rockets out of the ground and bursts through the tandem ceiling. It continues upwards and smashes through the top of the dome.
Holy shit! You can see the sky! Not the projected digital one, but the real, actual sky!
The bubble is broken, or burst. One of those works better than the other one.
You idiots have no idea what you've just done!
As the gang gazes up through the hole in the bubble, a flower blooms off the side of the stalk. It opens up and spews a naked man onto the ground. He stands up on wobbly legs. The stone glows in his chest. It's Pastor Doug.
Oh, Lori, it is good to be back.
Bonnie's eyes fill with rage. She rushes at him, but another vine bursts through the floor and knocks her back.
Not back for even a whole minute, and already everyone is making with the violence. It's a shame nothing has changed. I need to rest up, get my strength back. But don't worry, soon my arms will be strong enough to hold you close. All of you.
A mess of vines envelops him and pulls him back into the hole. Everyone stands agog.
Hey, I'm not exactly sure what that was, but are we all gonna have to team up on this?
Yeah. Probably.
Well, shit. Someone get me my fucking fanny pack.
Bonnie and Morgan drag Mitch's limp body into a medical room and heave him onto an operating table.
Is he gonna be okay? Please, we need him to be okay.
Well, the bad news is that he's almost dead. The good news is that almost. And the extra bonus good news is that if he doesn't make it, I can get you a nice employee discount on another one.
She flicks on a light, illuminating the room. We see a dozen fluid-filled chambers with a dozen sleeping Mitches floating inside. Bubble is an original production of MaximumFun.org, created by Jordan Morris with executive producers Jesse Thorne and Nick Adams. Die Hard featured performances from Allison Becker, Eliza Skinner, Mike Mitchell, Christella Alonzo, Keith Powell, Tawny Newsome, Vanessa Ramos, Maureen Price, John Hodgman, Justin McElroy, Travis McElroy, Griffin McElroy, John Roderick, Emily Heller, Mark Gagliardi, Ian Walterstoff, Andy Secunda, Lisa Loeb, and me, Tavi Gevinson. Producers are Julia Smith and Ben Walker. Director, Eric Martin. Original music is by Annie Hart. Contributing writers are Jane Borden, Janine Brito, Danielle Radford, Nick Weiger, Riley Silverman, Allison Becker, and John Gutierrez. Maximum Fund's managing director is Bikram Chatterjee.
But there's still one missing piece.
I was just going to visit Van next.
No, I was talking about the Flurn. I need a screw that I can't find, but yeah, get Van.
Oh, they have like a extra screw part area in IKEA.
What?
Yeah, it's free.
I gotta go get a bunch of these screws.
And that's a wrap!
Woo!
I ended on the perfect improv.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.